bring Bikurim with. The Yadud Ha'echod and the other Dud, the Yadud Ha'echod Kenim Rois. The other basket has bad figs, very big ones. That you can't eat them since they're so big. One basket has terrible bad figs. Is hatoivus. What do you mean? You have good ones. Elo tzadikim gemurim. These are tzadikim gemurim. So mashal to the tzadikim gemurim. Teinim harois. What do you mean? Before Gishmi, but teinim hatoivus. The good figs. Elo tzadikim gemurim. Teinim harois. The bad figs. Elo rishoyim gemurim. These are the mashal to the rishoyim gemurim. The Shema Torah, maybe you would say that the Rishoyim Amamish lost, and Ovat Sivrom, they lost their Sivrom, or Botos Sechuyim, there's no hope for them anymore, you won't see any Peris from the Rishoyim. Tamulayim, another Pasuk says, Hadudoyim Nos Mereich. That no, the Dudoyim means both baskets give off a nice smell. That means Eilu V'Eilu Asidim Shiit Mereich. That the Rishoyim also eventually will give off Reich. I mean, after they get the Reinish and they do Tshuva, they'll also give out Reich, they'll also be some Naches from the Rishoyim also. Dorish Rava, the Rava Dashans, my disciple, what the Pasuk say? Hadudoyim Nos Mereich, that the baskets gave off nice smell. Eilu Bukhura Yisrael, there's one drasha goes on, the Bukhura Yisrael, Shloi Tomu Tamchet, that the young Bochrim, they weren't torn Tamchet, didn't do any Chatoim, and his Nus didn't do. V'alpesachenu Kol Megodim, on the Pesach, they're all nice, good things. Eilu Bunois Yisrael, Shemagidus Peschein Labalayim. They used to tell the husband exactly when they were in Nida, that the husband shouldn't come to them when they're in Nida. That was a shvach upon the Bnei Yisrael. Lish Nachmin, another pshat was, Sho'oidois Peschein Labalayim. Means that they didn't have any znus with anybody else. They used to tie up their mokum only for the husband, they were open. They didn't have beer with anybody else. Right, the Pasuk says, Chadoshim Gam Yishonim. You have new ones and also you have old ones. Doidi Tzofanti Loch. My loved ones, I'm waiting for you. What does this mean? In Shir HaShirim, Omro Knesset Yisrael Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael Totu HaShir Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam. Harbe Gzeiros Gozarti Al Atzmi. A lot of Gzeiros we made upon ourselves means the Din D'Rabbonin. All the Gzeiros D'Rabbonin made, Yoyisri Masha Gozarti Alai. More than what the Torah told us to do, the Kiyamtim, and we were Mekayim. That's a Shvach for Klai Yisrael. That the Mekayim, not only the Yishonim, the old Takonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also the Chadoshim, the new ones, of Divrei Seifim. Om Alei Rav Chizda Lehum Rabbonin. The heavy Komisad Ragara Tekaimi. Rav Chizda told over to the Talmidim, to Rav Rabbonin, that was saying over Hagarata in front of him. Mi Shmi Lecho. Did you hear anything? What's Shan this Posik? Chadoshim Gam Yishonim. What does it mean? New ones and old ones. Maho, what does the Pasuk mean? Like, how do you have a new Torah and an old Torah? How do you have two things? Omalei, Yenson and back, Eilu Mitzvahs Kalis, the Eilu Mitzvahs Chamuris. One means the easy mitzvahs, and one means the hard mitzvahs. Omalei, Yenson and back, that can't be pshat. What do you mean, Chadoshim Yishonim? The Chitorah, Pomim, Nitno, was a Torah given at different times. One time you have the Mitzvahs Kalis, and another time the Mitzvahs Chamuris. The whole Torah was given at one time. So right, why is it called Chadoshim and Yishonim? Elo, the pshat has to be, Halon lo medivrei Torah. Hey, Yishonim, the old one means what it says in the Torah, Lach l'mash misina, what it says in the Torah. The Alalu, the Chadoshim means medivrei Seifim. What the Rabbonin will mistaken, the Takon is the Rabbonin, that's called Chadoshim. Dorash Rava, my disiv, what does the Pasuk say? Yeah. Rashi said before, Yedivrei Seifim Rashi, Chadoshim Shenishatshu B'chol Dor V'dor Ligdor Gedr Siyag. The Rabbonim made Takonis every single generation, they made new Takonis, and all those Takonis Klai Yisrael was Mekayim. Right, my disciple was the same posit in Kehelis, the end of Kehelis. V'yoyser Mehema, more than this, Shlomo HaMelech is saying. V'ni, he zoyer asoy svorm harbi. V'ni, be careful with making a lot of svorm. What does that mean? V'ni, he zoyer B'divrei Seifim. It means, my children, Klai Yisrael, b'nizah what the Chom tell us to do. B'nizah B'divrei Seifim means what the Rabbonim tell us. Yoyse medivrei Torah, more than what it says in the Torah. Shedivrei Torah, yesh ben essay, polois essay. The Torah says essays do and lois says not to do. The essays has an oinish and lois says has malchus. Of a medivrei sofrim, when the Rabbonin told you to do something and you don't listen to the Rabbonin, the klal is, koloivir adivrei soifrin chayiv misa. Is do aninu fin chayiv misa that you have in the Gemara Brochis. If you don't listen to what the Rabbanan say, is a parit geder yeshchenu nochash. The misa the Rabbanan usually is a snake bites you and kills you. So be very careful for what the con is the Rabbanan made. Rashi Yaseva Lo Yisasei Yesh Bem Shem Ben Chiv Misa. His Midirais, a lot of mitzvahs don't have a Chiv Misa. Avo Divrei Seifrim Chayovim Misa Kulam Kedesiv Uparit Gedah Yeshchenu Nochish. If you don't listen to the Rabbonin, you break the fence, a snake will come and bite you. By Tishem Atoyim, maybe you can ask the question, Leibazoi, Im Yesh Bem Mamish Mifnei Malo Nichtavu. If there are such svaras to make these takonas, how come the Torah didn't write it? Why weren't they written down in the Torah? The Teretz says, "O Makroh, Asay Svarim Harbi and Kate." If you come to write down all the takonas, everything that's shayach, there's no end to it. In other words, it wasn't shayach to write down so much. So that's why it all wasn't written. There's a tam to everything, and that's why the Rabbanim now, with their tam, they dash in the Torah that they hold this is what should be done. Right? The post says, "Right in Kelis, V'lag Harbi Yigias Boser." Posh means if you lag, you learn a lot, you'll become weak. Omer Rav Popa Brei de Rav Acha Bar Ada Mishmei de Rav Acha Bar Ula Melamed Shekol Hamaleg Al Divrei Chachamim has vadashin the word lahag from a lashon of malhig of like laughing at him, making fun of. Shekol Hamaleg, whoever makes fun of Al Divrei Chachamim, what the Chachamim tell us is nidon, you get an einish but soya roisches, you'll be burnt up in boiling hot at soya, boiling hot junk. That's what will be einish. So that's what the pasuk means. V'laig harbi yigias boser. If you laugh at chachamim, you'll get back a tremendous einish. Maskev lo rovo. Mik siv lag. Does it say with an ayin lag, like laughing? Lag siv. Loshna bim ayin. Learning a lot. Elo. What the pasuk means like this. Kolo hoigu behen. Kozaman you learn in chazatera. Toyim tam boser. You can say to find a new time in learning the Gemara. And Rashi says. Kolo hoigu behen. V'chol shor shor demachzer v'divrei Torah kol zaman yuchazer divrei Torah moitzid one time. You'll always find a new time, something new in the Gemara. That's true on this pasuk. V'larg harbe if yuchazer a lot of Gemara yigias bosa. You come to have a good time of meat means you'll enjoy the learning. Tana rabbonin ma'isav Rebbe Kiva shor yichovish beis asurim. When Rebbe Kiva was old already, they put him into prison. V'yir Rebbe Yeshua Hagarsi Meshosei. He had a Talmud of Yeshua Hagarsi. He was his Meshoris. He took care of him. Is b'chol yoyim v'yoyim ha yamachnisim loy mayim b'mida. Every day he brought in a lot of water to Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva had to wash negovasa, and then he had to wash his hands, and then he would sit down to eat and to drink. Yoyim echad one time, motza shreima beis asurim, the watchman of the jail, found that this Yeshua Gassi bringing in a big bucket of water to Rebbe Kiva. Omaloy, hayoyim mechem rubim, you're bringing in too much water today. Shem malachta beis asurim atatzorach, maybe need to try to break jail. You want to climb underneath, lachta to dig underneath and escape. But that's what you want the water for. So may leshofa chetzian the shomer spilled out half the water. Said too much. The nosa lechetzian only gave him half of the water. Is kishiboy etzer mekiva when Yeshua Garza came there in front of the mekiva with only half of the pitcher of water. Oh my loy, Yeshua ain't out to your day as shezokin ani v'chayet luyim v'chayechom. I'm an old person already, and I rely on you. In other words, I can't eat unless I wash my hands first. I have to wash negavas. I'm samech on you. So Rashi, shainly yelam shata noisim zamanli. I only have to drink what you give me. So b'zayi, you're not giving me enough now. Is sach loy kol loisay amora. So if Yeshua told over the whole ma'isa why today he brought in less water than usual. Oh my loy, he told. So Rabbi Kiva told him, tainly mayim shetul yodei. Even though I don't have enough water now for everything, the first thing is let me wash my hands. I wash negovasa, so I wash before I eat. Is omaloi. So Yeshua answered back, Elishtoi se magin. We don't have enough water to drink. Elito yadecha magin. You want to wash your hands. So, washing hands could be in here. Tosis learns here, it means washing hands before you eat. Now we'll soon see Tosis Kasha. We'll soon see. So the kid said, we don't have enough water to drink. You want to wash your hands. Is omaloi, so the Kiva answered back, Ma esa, what can I do? Shechayovim aleihem misa. That if you don't listen to what the Rabbanan say, yechayiv misa. Memela mutev omos misa sasmi, I'd rather off die by starvation, die a normal death, for loy ever adas chavera. I don't want to be over an isa the Rabbanan. Mela didn't want to eat without washing his hands first. is Omru, they said over the Maisa was Loitoyem Klum. He did not eat or drink anything of Akiva Ashehevi Loimayim until he finally brought him water, Venoto Yodav, and he used the water to wash his hands with. That was the Maisa. So the Gemara, Kishashamu Chachomim Bedover, when the Chom heard over about this Maisa Omru, they said about Akiva, Shvach, Mab is the Kanusakach. Madach, he's so makbet and makayim all the Yisur, all the Dimdi Rabbonins, when he was so old, the Yaldus alachas kama v'kamon. Avada, when he was young and had more koichis, Avada he was makayim bedigduk, all the mitzvahs, afilu mid Rabbonin. Umada beis asurim kach, Madach, he was makbet so much for beis Yisurim, that we'll soon see in traces, really there was a heter to eat without washing your hands. Still he was machem alatzmoi, ishlebe beis asurim lachas kama v'kama. If you're not in jail, avada how machmir Rabbi Akiva was. Like Tais learns here, second Tais is mutav omes misas atzvin. Af agav, the repair kama, omru, arba dvorim peturim b'machne, rechitzas yodayim, v'choshchem mokim sakona. And so Madach, they patted the army men. They don't have to wash their hands before they eat bread. So vadi, mokim sakona in jail, avadi, you don't have to wash your hands. So why was he machmir so much Rabbi Akiva? Then to Tosfos machmir alatzmoi, enichnamid, Rabbi Akiva was a machmir upon himself. So that's what the Gemara means. Madach beis tasurim, he was machmir so much, avad of other places, he was also machmir upon himself. Rabbi Akiva was so machmir not to be over in Issa the Rabbon. Fight Amr Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Bishoa Shetikin Shloimoi Erevin, or Kilo Shadayim. Shloimoi Melech was the first one to Masakin Hilchas Erevin, to shout exactly on what takonas he made. Could be only Rubi Chaseris he made. Who had been the Tzilu Shadayim? Shlomo Melech was Masakan Inyan to wash your hands before you eat. You have to have the Tzilu Shadayim. If Shlomo Melech made these two takonas, is Yotza Baskel, Basko went out for Yomro, Beni, Im Chochem Libcho Yismach Libi Gamani. If you're so smart like to make these two takonas, even the Abish is happy. For Yom, another Pasuk says, Chacham Beni Vesamach Libi, V'yoshivi Chorfi Dover. I'll take back any Chorfo, also a tremendous after, it's very happy in Shemayim with these two takonas. To wash your hands and to have Hilchas Ervin. Dorash Rova, my Yechsev was the person Shir Hashirim say, L'cho doidi neitzi asoda, come my beloved one, let's go out in the fields. No li no bakfirm, let's live in the cities. Nashki malakrom, let's go out to the vineyards. Nira in Porcha Gef, let's see if the Gefren blossomed. Posach hasmoder, if the smoder opened up. Hey neitzer reminim, the pomegranates bud yet. Shon etenez doidi l'cho. Then there I'll give you my love. L'chod doy dinei tzasod, what does that mean? Omru k'nes Yisrael of Nekodesh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Al t'dinei ni k'yosh v'krochim. Don't be done us Klai Yisrael as if we're living in the big cities. Because living in the big cities is very, you have to be careful there. Why? Sheish krem gezel. You have too many people there, the big guns, they steal a lot. V'arroyis, they do a lot of arroyis there. Or shvua shav, they swear false there. Or shvua sheka they have. Is don't be done us like we're living in the big cities. No, neitzei hasoda. Let's go out to the fields. Bo v'yarecha tamidik chomim. Let me show HaKadosh Baruch Hu better than the tamidik chomim. Sho'iskim ba'tari matoichat chak. That they learn Torah even though it's very hard to manage. No, li no bakforim. Let's sleep outside in the kforim. Atikri bakforim doesn't mean outside in the cities. Ela b'choifrim. That means the people that are choifer. That means bo v'yarecha oisom. Sheshpatalem toiva. I'll go and show you the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them so much toiva, gave them so much money. They kofru b'cho. And what do they do with the money? They're kofru HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't do mitzvahs with it. Nashkim mola kromim. Let's go to the kromim. What does that mean? Eilu boti kinesias aboti midrashis. V'nira in parchwa gefen. Let's see if the vineyards, if the grapes blossom. What does that mean? Eilu bali mikra. These are the people that know how to learn at least chumish. Posach hasmodar. Did the smodar open up to become right? Eilu bali mishnah. The people now to learn mishnah. Hey neitzor, remind him. Did the pomegranates blossom yet? Eilu bali gemara. These are the people that learn gemara. Shom etten es doidi l'cho. That means erocho kvoidi v'goidli. There I'll show the covet of Klai Yisrael and the godless of Klai Yisrael. Shvach b'niya b'noisai. That there will be a shvach b'niya b'noisai. That's where I want to show off to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rav Hamnuna, my dichtiv, what does the pasuk say? For yedaber shloisha salpayim moshel. That he said three. It's a shloima. The Shlomo Melech said 3,000 moshel. Vayihi shiroi chamech v'yelef. And he made 1,005 shiras. That's how many songs he made. But he made 3,000 misholim. Melamed, Shoma Shloima, Al Kol Diba V'Dibra Shal Torah, Shloishes Al Paya Moshel. And every word is in Torah, he was able to explain the Torah with 300 different Misholim. That's how well he was explaining the Torah. And Al Kol Diba V'Dibra Shal Seifrim, every Diba that says in Seifrim what the Chomin made up, is Chamisha V'Yelef Tamin. He was able to say 1,005 Tamin for it. That's how much Shloima knew about the Torah. Dorash Rava, Maidach Siv, V'yoseh shoye kelis chochem, more than kelis shoye melech was smart, oid limud das esom, he also taught das to the am, izain v'chiker tikin, misholem harvi. What does this mean? He was izain v'chiker and tikin, he was masakin, a lot of misholem. Limei das esom, what does that mean? He learned das to the am, the amare b'simnei, he learned with simonim, ta'anim v'yasavro b'mayde domilei, and he explained with a little bit, this is doima to this. That's the way he started off to learn. Shashi Agmer b'simnei tamin, kovalo m'soris b'simonim b'ein b'tevas ha'nikrom b'ein b'girsa shal mishnah. He set aside a klor m'sor exactly how you have to learn it, with simonim. Yeah. Baita, izein v'chiker tike m'sholem harbei, omar ula omar ebeleza, v'tchila hoise torah doima l'chvifa she'ein loz nayin. Was doima like a pitcher that doesn't have any handle to it. That's the way the Torah was. We couldn't understand the Torah. At Shabbos Shloima v'Oselo Oznayim. That Shloima Melech made a handle to the Torah that we could understand it a little bit. So Rashi learns v'Oselo Oznayim shetikin erevin v'yodayim v'gozal alashnias laroyis. V'yidei kach oichzin yischol b'mitzvus. V'yidei kach klayisol listen to the mitzvus. Shenesrachakum min averot. Because of these takonis, they stood away from doing averis. Kiderach shenoyach lechos b'kli it's easier to hold on to a kli that has a handle than it doesn't have a handle. So the tekonis the rabbanon makes it easier for you to mekayim the mitzvahs. Because since you can't do an issa the rabbanon, avadi won't come to be over an issa the raisa. So it's easier to do the raisas if you have the tekonis the rabbanon. Later, the pasuk in the Shir Hashirim says, "Kavutzaysof tatalim." His blocks of hairs were made out of curls, like Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Marukva, Melamed Shiesh Lidroish. I'll call kites of a kites, and every single kites, kites is like on the Sefer Torah. Every single ice has kites and has like marks going up on top of it. I'll call kites of a kites tilay tilum shel alochis. He was able to dash your mamas piles and piles of alocha from every single like dot movement in the ice in the Torah. And shchayrus kariv, it's black like a raven. What does that mean? The miyata might say, who do you find who could learn Torah good? The miyatamaitza, the misha mashkin umar valayim. People that get up early and stay up late at night and learn Torah. Lebeis HaMedrash. They go into the base.